in public session. Thank you for everyone's patience. We've gotten Mr. Canfield's advice on some things. All righty. I think we have exhausted our desire to discuss this and would entertain any motions with regard to item agenda number 6. Agenda item. I said that backwards. Agenda item number 6. Mr. Hoffman.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I'd like to move to find reason to believe that Mr. Horn and his campaign have violated the act with regard to failure to report certain in-kind contributions, and that there's reason to believe that there's a violation of statutes over which the commission has jurisdiction to authorize Mr. Collins to conduct an investigation, Mr. Collins and his staff, and to subpoena, to issue subpoenas to find out more facts concerning the allegations and to conduct sworn interviews to support that investigation.
Okay. Do I have a second for that motion?
I second.
Okay. Mr. Kester seconded. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Hoffman. Is there any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Okay. Item number 7. Discussion and possible action regarding procedural status, commission interests, and related legal actions in Arizona Secretary of State's office, in the case Arizona Secretary of State's office versus CJF, Committee for Justice and Fairness. We may, again, as before, go into executive session to consult with our attorney regarding matters of legal advice pursuant to 38-431.03A4. Mr. Collins.
Yeah, Chairman Record, Commissioners, really briefly, this was added at the very last minute. I apologize for coming late when the petition for review was filed. I think Joe just wanted to make sure that we could file an amicus brief, as we have in the past in this case. If Joe had anything else he wanted to ask, he's not here. He's stepped outside for the moment. So,
thank you.
Go.
I understand, Mr. Kingfield, you would like us to authorize, you'd like to cast the commission if they would authorize you to draw file an amicus brief at the, in response to the petition for review in the CJF case, or do they have that option?
Mr. Chair, members of the commission, yeah, if you wouldn't mind, I'd appreciate that authorization. As you know, we filed an amicus brief on behalf of the commission when the case was at the Court of Appeals. Which we think was helpful to the court. We would also like to weigh in. This is an important issue for the commission at the Supreme Court, urging the court to deny review. And if I am correct with the timeline, I think that would put our amicus brief due around October 29th, depending on when the response is filed to the petition for review.
All right. And really, that's the scope of this agenda item.
That's it.
Okay. All righty. Well, let's move this along because I want to get back home. So, are there any questions?
I have a question. I just got handed the petition earlier, which I am appreciative of having. But as I recall the.
There's nothing we can do about it.
I don't know. maybe it's telling me I'm talking too much. as I recall, there was the issue of whether this was actually. Do you know what that is? At least it's not me. There was two issues in the case, whether this was actually express advocacy, this particular ad, and the legal standards relating to whether the statute was constitutional in effect. Are both of those issues raised by the petition?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. Thank you.
Okay.
Chairman, I make a motion.
Yes, sir.
To approve filing amicus.
Okay.
I'm Mr. Canfield.
Thank you, Mr. Titla. Commissioner Titla is so moved. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hoffman. We've moved and seconded to authorize Mr. Canfield to prepare an amicus brief in connection with the petition for review with the Arizona, in the case Arizona Secretary of State's Office versus CJF. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. It passes unanimously. Okay, well, we've come to the fun part. Oh, I'm sorry.
yes, discussion.
We said one more thing. I got those kind people over there have been so patient. Item number 8, discussion of possible action on Attorney General's Office representation of Commission Interagency Services Agreement between the Commission and Attorney General's Office. Mr. Collins, and the Solicitor General's here.
Yeah, so, and Chairman Rucker, Commissioners, thank you. Really briefly, we've had this sort of discussion about what we do going forward for the next year. Mr. Ellman has a proposal for at least the short term, which I think is reasonable. I don't want to get in the way of it. I want you guys to have the opportunity to discuss that with him. The agenda item set up for you to ask him other questions. I think he and Ms. Bickett are here. They're comfortable. And Mr. Munns, together, they will decide when to recommend you go into executive session, I think, based on your questions. And I have nothing else to add other than to turn it over to Rob with your permission.
Okay. And one thing I wanted to point out is during agenda item number 6, Mr. Munns was not, he was in the public domain, not up here in capacity as counsel. So just to cover you. So, all right.
One question. When is fiscal year 15 be, please?
Fiscal 15. We're in fiscal 15.
Okay. So mid-year to mid-year?
Yes, that's right. The state calendar is mid-year to mid-year. Our budget calendar runs January to January.
Okay. Thank you.
Please, sir.
Thank you, Commissioner Record, members of the commission. Actually, I think you may want to go into executive session for this. Before I say anything more, I just wanted to know if that's what you wanted to do. Otherwise, I'll just proceed. I'm not going to go into the substance of the merits of any pending case, of course, mm-hmm. but it does concern representation generally, which is sometimes privileged.
Well, is it? And let me just ask. Go ahead, Mr. Munns.
Right, and Mr. Chair, members of the commission, if it does involve attorney-client privileged information, so if the commission would like to and would like to be able to speak fully and frankly about confidential issues, that's available to you. But
okay. That was my question. Is this purpose of receiving legal advice in matters that may be privileged or subject to work product? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
A motion, Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Titlesu moved. Thank you, sir. I'll second. Okay.
Is there a discussion on the motion?
No. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I vote nay.
Okay. It passes 3-1. We're in executive session. Thank you. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks.
Okay.
But you gotta move.
There you go. Yeah, it's Hotel California. Sir.
Thank you, Commissioner Record, members of the commission. The reason I asked to be put on the agenda today is to discuss the dynamics of our attorney-client relationship as of now. I just wanted to preface it by bringing you up to date on staffing. As you know, there was an ISA-funded position that had been filled by Todd Allison until he left.
Candidate here, too, at the front.